This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Happy Thanksgiving. Maybe you're one of the millions of Americans who'll be spending the day with family and friends this year. The AP's Mike Hempen on the crowded roads and skies.
From Friday through Tuesday, the number of people flying in the U.S. was more than double the same days last year and less than 9% lower than the same days in 2019. For holiday travelers going by car, the biggest pain is likely to be higher prices at the pump. The nationwide average for gasoline is $3.40 a gallon. That's according to AAA, up more than 60% from last Thanksgiving.
The CDC's got a warning. If you're not vaccinated, don't travel. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Centers for Disease Control had urged unvaccinated people not to travel, with fears they'll spread COVID from state to state. There's already a resurgence. Johns Hopkins University is reporting new cases were up nearly 30% in the last 2 weeks, with close to 100,000 new infections in the country every day.
Last year, because of COVID, spectators were banned from the iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. This morning, they're being welcomed back. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
These balloons, just for people to come and see them, pumped up, the families come out, kids come out. It's absolutely beautiful. And then the parade itself is one of the best moments of the whole year.
Retailers expect holiday sales will increase maybe 10.5% from last year. But one retail analyst says this is going to be a messy holiday season. Long lines, messier stores, and delays as you collect your online orders. The three white men convicted of murder and the death of Ahmaud Arbery will appeal or file new legal motions after the Thanksgiving holiday, say their lawyers. This is AP News. With so many of us traveling, the Justice Department says it wants to make sure everybody's safe from unruly passengers.
Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a memo Wednesday directing U.S. attorneys across the country to aggressively prosecute violent passengers who assault crew members or endanger the safety of other passengers aboard commercial flights. The directive comes amid a surge of unruly behavior aboard flights in 2021. The Federal Aviation Administration said earlier this month it had launched 950 investigations into passenger behavior on flights this year, the highest total since it started keeping track in 1995. Airlines have reported more than 5,000 incidents involving unruly passengers this year. More than 3,600 of those incidents involved people who refused to wear face masks as required by federal regulation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
We're spending more, spending up 1.3% in October. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.